This is Bird Note. Some birds are masters at catching fish. In the warmer regions of the world's oceans, large seabirds called boobies plunge headfirst into the water, snatching fish in their dagger-shaped bills. But as a booby flies up from the waves, with a fish now in its gullet, there may be another big seabird, a frigate bird waiting overhead with its eye on the booby and on the booby's fresh catch. Now begins one of nature's great chase scenes. The booby flaps full throttle away from the frigate bird, but there's no escaping. With a light body suspended on long, narrow wings and a long, scissor-like tail to match, the frigate bird is faster and more agile. It lopes up behind the frantic booby and, with its long, slender, hooked bill, clamps onto the booby's tail or a wingtip. Thus snagged in midair, the booby flails. A crash is imminent, unless it surrenders what the frigate bird wants. So it disgorges the fish it's just captured. The frigate bird releases the booby and swiftly snatches the free-falling fish. Fortunately for boobies, frigate birds don't steal all their meals. Most of the time, they hunt their own seafood. Perhaps a squid snapped from the ocean's surface or a flying fish as it skims across the waves. But now and again, when a chance comes up, they'll take it. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
Hey, you're listening to the Vancouver Mixtape on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast in the unceded territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Stolo, Casey, Coquitlam, and other Coast Salish peoples. My name is Jesse.
My name is Jamie.
Whoa,
and coming in hot. Coming in
so
hot.
So much louder than me for some reason.
It's because I'm so loud.
So enthusiastic.
I'm just enthusiasm personified.
Well, I'm also enthusiastic to be here and to talk about the music that we're going to play today. Lots of good stuff, including a brief sort of recap of the Victory Square Block Party, which happened now 2 weekends ago, right the day after the last time we were here live in studio, and I lied to everyone and said we would be back, the week before this happened. I lied, we said we'd be back the next week with a new episode, but instead I was at Victory Square filming a cool concert that happened.
Big Liar Jesse, they call you.
That's me. But don't worry, I'm going to make up for it by playing you a bunch of cool music today. Brand new stuff, some stuff that I discovered at the Victory Square Block Party, which that certainly made me realize, like, oh, I don't know any of the bands that are playing at the Victory Square Block Party. They're all great, and somehow I just missed all of them. So, as the host, co-host of a Vancouver music-based radio show, this was a little disconcerting, you can imagine.
Absolutely.
But also exciting, because I got to discover a whole bunch of new acts. We'll play some music by them, and we'll also play some music by old, new music by old favorites. And we're going to start there. We're going to start with brand new music from guest and friend of the show, Lucid. This is Out of My Control.
Through the door, the way you make me feel out of my control. Feeling overrun,
feeling overrun.
Pulse on 10, palms sweaty like a man, and I'm going nuts. I can't pretend. Got your body on me. We've been grooving to the beat. Now ain't that something? In sync, but I've been adjusting, trying to keep up. Something about this moment in a little dim lit apartment got me thinking that there's nothing in this life that is for certain. I'm spewing nonsense. By the way, is that your man who drifted off? If not, tell me what's your name. Who you know? Who you know? At this party, would they complain if you and I don't say goodbye, walked away? Down, baby, come with me. Tonight's been a trip and I've been free falling in peace. Closing off the weekend with a little bit of freaking in a Sunday brunch to boot. Do you feel the same?
Do you feel the same?
The way you make me feel out of my control. Don't need the end of the night to know.
Thank you.
Hey, welcome back to the Vancouver Mixtape here on CJSF.
Welcome back to you.
Thank you.
I feel like we don't say welcome back to you enough.
It is usually me saying welcome back.
It's true. Somebody should say it to you every once in a while.
Well, I would welcome it. You just heard music from a former CJSFer, Triton. His track Swollen Ankles, off the record So Far So Good, which is so good. I really like it. Seven tracks and lots of great stuff in there. He's young. He's half our age. He's 18.
It's okay. We're getting to that point now where people being younger than us is not a weird
thing. It's normal. Yeah. You're the weird one being so young.
Yeah.
Is it me that's... Are the kids wrong?
No. Are we the baddies?
Okay. Before Triton, you heard Hey Law, the track called Cool. Former, I was going to say star of Riverdale, but former
cast member
of Riverdale. And before that was Out of Control by Lucid. I have a somewhat Riverdale-related related story. Maynard's Auction does this thing where they buy all of the props and all of the costumes from TV shows.
Sure.
And they sell them off.
Riverdale famously ending this year.
And so a lot of, you know, CW shows and other such types of shows are filmed here in Vancouver. Previously I went to one of these shows for Batgirl, or one of these sales for Batgirl, and I got a bunch of cool shirts and jackets for cheap. Like, I got a brand new jacket for $25.
Frick yeah.
Yeah, it belonged to some character or actor named Nick, whoever that is. I
had Nick's jacket.
Labeled onside the jacket, inside. Anyway, they did one for Riverdale, but unfortunately it was out in the valley. And I did not go to that because I don't go that far for stuff. But I'm sure there would have been lots of cool things. There were lots at the Batgirl one. There were like Gotham PD hats and stuff, and then like normal clothes.
You didn't want to have a Gotham PD cap?
The
real heroes of Batman.
The real heroes of Batman. Yeah, no, I wasn't super keen. And then this week they're doing a prop sale for The Flash, the TV series.
Oh, where's that? You know what? Let's talk it off air. No free ads.
Yeah, no free ads. I already said the name of the company that's doing it, so you can look it up if you remember. I went, and this week it's just like furniture and props, and there wasn't much there for me. So I'll circle back in the future when they have...
Something for you. Something
more
for Jesse.
Yeah. Anyway, that's what this show is about, right? Local sales. The
Absolutely.
Vancouver Mixtape. I wanted to, ordered the playlist so that Triton song was prior to the break, because I wanted to talk about another up-and-coming artist who reminds me of Triton a little bit, just in terms of the aesthetic of the music, who I was given a proper introduction to at the Victory Square Block Party. I had already... I think we've even played Gurley's music on the mixtape a couple times. But they're a four-piece band with a front man who goes... Is the artist known as Gurley, I guess. And as they were setting up, you know, they had their own fancy in-ear wireless monitor system.
Oh, that's big.
You know,
that's,
when that starts to get broken out, time. You're like, oh, wow. Okay,
this is a real band.
Something's happening here. It became apparent why they had them later, because there were some very, very intricate four-part harmonies going on. You got to be able to hear those, hear each other, hear yourself. So they were really great, and we're going to play a track by them, and then we're going to play a track by Devin Parkin. Devin Parkin is the front man of his own project, and they were a three-piece, and when they set up, Devin came on stage, and he had his own cable snake. I don't know if you know what a cable snake is, but it's like, I'm pointing in the studio because we have one, but it's
like a big, it's like an extension cord kind of thing, right?
Yeah, well, it's a bundle of cables for your audio equipment. So he had like eight different XLR cables coming out of this thing to plug directly into the board. And, you know, you see that, and you see, like, there's a laptop plugged into a hardware synthesizer rack-mounted unit and, like, a bunch of keyboards, and you're like, oh, okay, like, something's happening here.
And Jesse, who is a famed synthesizer enthusiast, is, like, zoned in.
This Victory Square Block Party was the hardest yet for me because I knew the value of every synthesizer on stage, but also it was exposed to what they can all do. And so it was I was like, oh man, I'm going to have to start spending some money here. Anyway, Devin Parker also turned out to be great. Mind-blowing. Really, really great stuff. And it's, you know, so I would say Tame Impala inspired a little bit, which is funny because the main songwriter for Tame Impala is Kevin Parker, which is very close to Devin Parkin. anyway, I'll leave it at that, and then we'll hear some more music by Grimm, who we played last time we were here. Anyway, we're going to start with Dime by Gurley right here on the Vancouver Mixtape.
Cause I don't got much, but I'll give you everything I got, everything I got. For those deep blue eyes, for those deep blue eyes. And it ain't a surprise that all of these guys got you running, 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 running out of time. But you can trust me, I got your best interest in mind.
Pocket, spend my last dime on you.
Walking around in an ice castle that is melting. Before that, we had Devin Parkin, not Kevin Parker, Jesse, with Come and Goes.
Allegedly.
That's off the record, Sit with Dirt. And then before that, we had the latest single from Dime. Sorry, from Girly, which is called Dime. We're on the same train as famed Twitter question asker Eric Alper, which is the Girly train. What other train would you want to be on?
Exactly.
Absolutely. You are listening to it, by the way, on CJSF 90.1 FM.
It's true.
The Vancouver Mixtapes, the show. Jamie and Jesse are the boys.
That's us.
And Jesse, you talked about Victory Square Block Party.
Yes.
It's not like the last couple of weeks have just been music festivals trying to get in under the radar before the rain gets here.
Yeah, it's been very busy.
I think Rifflandia was this weekend, too.
Yeah, over on the island.
Harvest Fest in Ladner.
Mm-hmm. It's the last gasp, the last weekend, last couple of weekends where you can probably get away without getting rained on. We did have a little bit of rain at Victory.